This is Tom Arms with the World Report of LookAhead News.com for the week beginning the 19th of September. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Immigration, refugees, and how to cope with the world's biggest recorded movement of people will be discussed when world leaders meet at the UN headquarters next week. On Monday, Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon hosts a summit on coping with mass immigration, and the following day, President Barack Obama will host another meeting to call for increased spending and agreed quotas for refugees. Also on Monday, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development publishes its Immigration-Migration Outlook for 2016. Refugees will not be the only item on the agenda as world leaders gather for the start of the next UN General Assembly. New Zealand Prime Minister John Key chairs a meeting on the Syrian civil war, cause of much of the refugee problem. And the foreign ministers of India, Japan, Germany and Brazil meet to discuss their campaign to gain permanent membership of the UN Security Council. Terrorism will be the main issue when Pope Francis on Friday visits Scotland's oldest university, St. Andrews, to sign an extremist charter aimed at stopping the recruitment of young people to extremist radical views. The following day, he is back at the Vatican to console the families of the victims of the Nice terrorist attack. And early in the week, he joins with leaders of the Jewish, Buddhist and Muslim faiths for the World Day of Prayer. And finally, if you fancy a stroll around one of the world's most beautiful cities, then head to Paris on Sunday, when cars will be banned from the city centre. And that was next week's news today from LookAhead News.com, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAhead News.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 19th of September. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The number of forcibly displaced people around the world is the highest since records began. 65.3 million, or nearly 1% of the world's population. Half are children. Two summits will be held to discuss the plight of refugees. The first on Monday will be hosted by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and the second on Tuesday by President Obama. Obama will press leaders to increase refugee funding from $10 to $15 billion a year and urge them to welcome more displaced people. He's expected to promise that America will take another 65,000 Syrian refugees. The summits coincide with the publication of the annual Migration Outlook by the Paris-based OECD. The mounting refugee problem will also be discussed at the three-day annual session of the Clinton Global Initiative, which includes Nobel laureates and CEOs of multinationals as well as politicians. One of the biggest causes of the refugee crisis is the Syrian civil war. And next Wednesday, New Zealand Prime Minister John Key hosts a UN meeting to discuss progress towards a peaceful solution. World leaders are in New York for the start of the 2016 session of the UN General Assembly. Two other items on the autumn agenda are the election of a new Secretary General to replace the retiring Ban Ki-moon and possible changes to the structure of the Security Council. Next week, the foreign ministers of Japan, Germany, India and Brazil meet in the General Assembly fringes to discuss tactics for securing permanent membership status for their countries. Pope Francis next week focuses his efforts on combating world terrorism. On Tuesday, he's off to Assisi to meet Jewish, Muslim and Buddhist representatives for the World Day of Prayer for Peace. The Italian president, Sergio Mattarella, is also attending the event. On Friday, the Pope is flying to Scotland's oldest university, St. Andrews, to join other religious leaders to sign a charter to combat religious extremism and radicalization. The 10-point charter has been drawn up by the university's professor of divinity, Mario Aguilar, and stresses the common humanity of all the world's major religions. The following day, Pope Francis is back in Rome to console the families of the 84 people who died in the Nice terrorist attack in July. On the election front, there are parliamentary elections in Russia, but don't expect major changes, as President Putin has managed to keep opposition politicians off the ballot or undermine their campaigns in the state-controlled press. There are also legislative elections in Jordan, where the Muslim Brotherhood is expected to make big gains, but power will remain firmly in the hands of King Abdullah II. And that was next week's news today from LookAhead News.com, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.